Under new rules that went into effect last month, meat packers now have to detail where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. The meatpacking industry wants Congress to repeal those rules, and there's talk lawmakers may do so in the next farm bill, which could be passed by the end of this week. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
In the meat section at a Hy-Vee supermarket in Columbia, Missouri, there's a package of beef for stew. It's about half a pound, costs just under $3, and it says USA on it. That USA is easy to miss among all the other ingredients and stipulations on this label. But that country of origin labeling, or COOL, is a pretty big deal. Brian Wiegand teaches meat science at the University of Missouri.
The idea of COOL is to have a greater delineation of the actual steps in the process, helping the consumer understand that it wasn't necessarily grown all the way up to slaughter in another country and then brought here for slaughter.
Before last month, the labels on most packages of meat only had to list the countries it passed through. The new rules are more detailed. Meat packers have to tell you exactly where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. This applies to certain cuts of beef, veal, chicken, pork, lamb, and goat sold in supermarkets. Deli and ground meats are exempt. Wiegand says most of these labels will bear the same country of origin.
The vast majority of red meats and processed meats that we're going to see in a grocery store will be from the United States.
About 6% of our meat comes from livestock that spent some part of its life abroad. The USDA calls the new labels a consumer information program, not a food safety issue. The department says all of our meat, whether processed here or abroad, goes through equivalent food safety checks. Still, Chandler Gould of the National Farmers Union says health concerns are one reason some consumers want to know more about their meat.
My local producers are proud of the products they produce. They want to be able to tell the consumer that this product is from the United States and was raised here locally so that the consumer has information to make an informed decision when they're in the grocery store.
But not everyone is on board. Meat packers maintain the new labeling rules will cost the industry up to $500 million to implement. Companies will have to segregate animals and their meat all along the supply chain, from birth to the packing house. They'll have to keep track of details about each animal, and they'll have a lot of new labels to print. The meat industry has appealed a federal court decision that requires the industry to comply. Mark Dopp is a lawyer with the American Meat Institute, a national trade group representing meat processors and packers.
It's going to add cost to the system. The price of meat will go up at a time when the price of meat is already at record highs because of limited supply, given the small herd, et cetera, et cetera. So all we're doing is throwing some additional costs into the system for an issue or for information that we believe consumers don't really care about.
The nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Federation of America, or CFA, disagrees.
Earlier this year, CFA did a poll that showed that 90% of Americans believe that they have a right to know the country of origin of fresh meat they purchase.
Chris Waldrop is director of the Food Policy Institute at CFA.
Consumers like this information, and they really do want to know where their food is coming from, and this COOL label provides them that information when they're in the supermarket.
New labels or no, it's still very difficult to find out where much of our meat comes from. Outside the Aldi supermarket in Columbia, Missouri, Rod Lake is loading groceries into his car.
And do you have any meat that you've bought today?
A ham, which okay. I'm assuming is U.S.
Does it say on there?
I can't answer you on this. I don't know. I don't see it real readily on here.
That's one of the shortcomings of the new country of origin labeling rule. Even if it remains unchanged in the new farm bill, COOL doesn't cover meats that have been processed through any kind of cooking, curing, or mixing. And that's about two-thirds of meat sold in the supermarket. So a consumer like Rod Lake will stay sort of in the dark when it comes to finding a country of origin sticker on a cured ham. For Here and Now, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson in Columbia, Missouri.
And Abby's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.